Okay, we're back for another week of Catchword at QLibs.com. This is Robin.
And Moore is here too.
And today we have a very special Catchword podcast in the sense that today we're only going to look at a special category.
Mm-hmm. And the category is food idioms. So not idioms that talk about food, but idioms that use food in the expression to talk about something else.
To describe other things.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the first one that we have?
The first one is, heard it through the grapevine.
Okay. And the explanation?
The explanation is that when you hear something through the grapevine, you have heard a rumor or a story through an indirect source. So if I hear a story about you, Robin, you didn't tell me. Maybe someone else told me, and someone told them. So you hear it from one person to another.
Mm-hmm. So for example, you know, I heard through the grapevine that you got a promotion. Or in other words, I heard from Harp and Yoshi that you got a promotion.
Yes, you're right, I did.
Can you give me another example?
I heard through the grapevine that you were out dancing until 3 in the morning last night.
Who told you this?
I can't say.
Okay, so there you have two examples of heard it through the grapevine. Now, what's the next one that we have?
Another food idiom. How about no use crying over spilt milk?
Now, I'm not sure what this means. Can you give me an explanation?
Sure. When you are sad about something that has happened. So we mean that something bad happened and you can't change it. So it doesn't help to cry or feel sad. We should just move on, right? So if you spill the milk, clean it up, but don't get mad at yourself about it.
Okay, so for example, I write a proposal and I hand it in. I know it wasn't my best work and I get a bad mark on it.
Right. I would say, don't cry over spilt milk, Robin, because it's not the best situation, but it's in the past, so you might as well just forget about it and move on.
Move on, work on that other proposal, and do better.
Exactly.
Do better next time.
You get it.
Okay, definitely. Thanks, Maura.
Yeah. Yes.
The next one, spill the beans.
To spill the beans. Robin, have you ever spilled the beans?
Well, one year my dad was buying something very special for my mom for their anniversary. And I asked my mom if she knew about it because I didn't know it was a secret.
Right.
So I spilled the beans.
Right. So in that situation, Robin told a secret that he wasn't supposed to. So he kind of ruined the surprise for your mother.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So to tell a secret that you're not supposed to, right?
Usually when this happens, though, someone kind of forces you to do it. A lot of times people force you to spill the beans.
So are you blaming it on your mother?
No, not at all, not at all. But there have been situations that I've been in where I've been under pressure.
Yeah. You know? When people keep asking you questions and trying to find out what the truth is or what the secret is.
Yeah, and in those situations, you can't deal with the pressure.
Yeah.
You spill the beans.
Yep, that's I hear ya. Okay, let's look at another one that has the word cake in it. I like this one. What's this expression?
Have your cake and eat it too.
This is funny because when you have cake, most of the time you eat it. But what does this expression mean?
Well, it means that you can't have everything that you want.
Right.
For example, you can't want to buy a very big house, knowing that you have a little bit of money, and take all those trips to beautiful Indonesia and Thailand and different countries every year. You know, you have to choose one or the other.
Right.
You either keep your cake or you eat it.
Right. And if you eat it, if you try to get too many things, then you may end up with nothing.
This is true. What's the last one we got?
One more. Well, I'll give you an example. I went to see a movie last night, and I didn't really like it. It wasn't my cup of tea.
Oh, really?
Right. So that means, like I said, I didn't really like it, But it's not that it was a bad movie. It's just that it wasn't my kind of movie. It wasn't my regular taste.
Mm-hmm. So whenever you use this expression, it seems that you're not making an objective statement.
Right.
It's very personal.
Right. So I could say, the movie wasn't my cup of tea, but Robin, you might like it because it was a love story with martial arts mixed together.
Yeah, that's my favorite type of movie, if you guys haven't figured that out. And are there any other ones, or is that it?
Well, there are tons of other food idioms, but we're just going to talk about those five today. Maybe later on we'll do another one.
Definitely. If you guys have any questions or any concerns, you can email us at qlips.com in our questions section.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm hoping that you join us next week where we explore more idioms and more words. For now, this has been Robin.
And Maura.
With the Catchword Podcast. Take care, everyone.